Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Mystery solved. The White House says the drones spotted flying all over New Jersey late last year were approved by the FAA. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on the big announcement.
From President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the drones had FAA approval and were flying for research or various other purposes. And then, as the sightings became more common, she says the phenomenon grew.
Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity.
She says President Trump looked into this and determined this was not the enemy. Drones were the big story from late November into early this year as people were speculating about the source. New Jersey State Senator John Bramnick thanked the Trump administration for providing some answers and said there was no reason for the Biden administration to withhold this information while people were concerned. There were no details given about the nature of the research being done by the drones. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Temple University student is dead after falling off a pole during Sunday night celebrations for the Eagles. An email sent to Temple students Tuesday evening calls 18-year-old Tyler Sabapathy's death tragic and traumatic. It says the Toronto native was an accomplished gymnast with a passion for injury prevention, leading him to study at the College of Public Health. Temple leadership is encouraging students, faculty, and staff to seek support and counseling. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Whole Foods workers took a victory lap after winning the election to unionize the store in Spring Garden. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the even bigger task of negotiating the first contract is still ahead.
Leah Grimai says she was nervous as she watched the vote count Monday night.
I was scared if we lost, like it would feel like a loss for workers in the whole country. So when we won, it felt better than could even imagine.
The store is the first in the chain to unionize and only the second Amazon workforce to organize. United Food and Commercial Workers President Wendell Young credited Philadelphia's pro-labor stance.
This community really responded well. Elected officials, community groups, customers coming in saying, you know, you need to vote for yourself. Don't be fooled by what the company's telling you. That all made a big difference here.
Young says the company tried to defeat the union using tactics he believes are illegal. He's filed complaints with the National Labor Relations Board and expects to file more.
We expect the company to do the wrong thing here.
Young anticipates resistance to sitting down for contract talks. Whole Foods' statement admits it's disappointed in the results, but said it will work to keep a positive work environment. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Starting next month, SEPTA is changing the names of some of its bus routes from letters to numbers. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
When SEPTA's spring schedule comes out on February 23rd, six of its bus routes with letter designations will be renamed with numbers. The Route G, for example, becomes the 63. The H becomes the 71. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says to minimize confusion, both the letter and number names will appear on timetables and bus signage.
This isn't a change in the service that they get every day. This is just a change to the designation of the bus route.
The K bus, though, will remain the K for now because SEPTA expects to change that route as part of its redesigned bus network. He says actual route changes under the new network are on hold until late spring, depending on the state budget. If there's enough funding, Bush says, changes to the routes will begin to be implemented in August. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.